Well, it was announced that Henry Cavill appears that Henry Cavill is going to be non-Superman. He has been the most recent man to step inside the tights. And, you know, had a nice run and all that, but it looks like that run is over. Well, there is a couple of names that have been thrown out there concerning who would step in or who could step in and play him. One of them is Michael B. Jordan. You know who that is, don't you?
Yes, Wallace.
He's black.
Yeah.
Superman?
Yes, Ty. It would be Black Superman. Blooper Man. He, of course, most recently, the villain in Black Panther. He, the star of the wildly successful Creed films. I guess the second Creed is coming out here this year.
Was he in The Wire?
Yes, Danny.
I already knew that.
But yeah, very interesting if they take that in that direction. I don't have a problem with it, but it would be weird.
What do you think,
What would be
Mike?
Weird about it?
Oh, it's always weird, you know. Just it would be weird, I think, if...
Are you talking about James Bond being black?
Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know, like if...
If like Pee Wee Herman was Shaft.
Yeah, or vice versa, you know? It's always strange when you have a certain idea of Shaft, if they rebooted Shaft, and suddenly, you know, Matt Damon is Shaft. It's weird.
Yeah, but that's a real culturally specific character. As superheroes, they're just pretty neutral.
They
unless
are.
You're Black Panther.
Right. You gotta be black.
I think I'd like it better if they would cast Marshawn Lynch as Superman.
That'd make some noise for sure. Well, here's a guy, though, that says he is willing to step into the suit. He says, it depends on the script.
The suit.
What the story is. I'm a huge comic book guy. Always have been. I've read comic books since I was 9 or younger, and I'm pretty knowledgeable about a lot of them. And I like the genre. I like when they're done well. I saw Black Panther, and I was like, man, this movie's great. He says, a friend of mine is a showrunner on Legion, the TV show, I guess, which I just watched last night. It's great. So there's a lot of interesting things out there, but it depends on the story. It all comes down to the story, but I'd probably fit the suit.
The suit?
That comes from John Hamm.
That's Don Draper of Mad Men, Michael.
I'm quite aware of who that is.
Would you like it if John Hamm became Superman?
He's perfect.
I kind of think so, too, except he's
kind of old,
yeah.
47.
Like, doesn't really fit the demo.
Well, the thing is, though, like, the most...
He be super old, man.
The most recent Batman turn was Ben Affleck, and his Batman had gray hair, like a gray beard.
Like yeah, but Batman ages, right? He gets older. But I guess there was a super boy at one point.
Yeah, they get
there
older,
was.
Too. They just are...
But he's made of steel.
Yeah, but you still age.
I'm so confused by all of this.
You age, right? If you're Superman, definitely age.
What if it's Jim from The Office?
It wouldn't surprise me at this point.
He's flying through the air and just kind of looks over at the camera. Smirks.
Winks.
Would that be successful if Jim played Superman and Pam played Lois Lane?
Jim.
Would that bring extra butts to seats?
Yes.
If Jenna Fisher,
I'd go.
If Jenna Fisher played Lois Lane. John Hamm says, yeah, I'd probably fit the suit. I'd have to work out a lot, which I don't love to do, but hell, I guess I'd do it. I kind of like that idea. It's very outside the box. It wouldn't work for very long. You could only do a couple of movies before you really are too old. Although Liam Neeson is still beating ass at like 65.
It's true.
Wrestling wolves and stuff.
They have ways of covering that stuff up.
What was the latest Liam Neeson movie that we talked about the other day? It was called like The Train Ride or
Taint.
The Bookie or...
I mean, I'd have to look it up, Corby.
The hamster. I can't remember what it was.
Go the commuter.
The commuter. Yes. Commuter. The commuter.
The commuter.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that he has had a late in life turn into where everybody thinks of him as nothing more than an action hero.
He's Mike's age.
Yeah.
And he's Action Man.
Yeah. And we all believe it. The guy that was in Schindler's List is Action Man.
Can you imagine him being Action Man?
Like fighting terrorists in Bulgaria and things like that?
Tripping over his Hari Baris getting onto a subway?
No. I'll have you know these are not Hari Maris.
Or whatever. Don't let details get in the way of a hilarious scenario.
Let's just discuss pizza for a minute.
Pizza Man.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if
Disaster at Sea.
If he was the star of Taken or Kidnapped or whatever one of those movies were, and then, like, his daughter disappears and they show him, you know, on the phone, like, "You've made a very bad mistake. I will find you. And when I do, I will kill you." And you're demanding, you know, your daughter back and all that. And then they show you, like, putting on the suit with the knives and the guns and all that. And it's a chick, all the sound effects are playing. And then they show you go to, like, some house that you've looked up on the internet. You've used, like, all this computer technology to find the bad guys. And you walk in there and you're talking to them in Russian and all that. They're looking at you. And then the first karate fight starts, and one guy just reaches over and rips his neck apart and takes a crap down his head, and that's the end of the movie.
A crap?
What a build up to that.
I know, I know. Like, he really didn't know what he was doing.
That wouldn't make for a very good film.
It would be awesome, like a 17-minute movie.
Or he says he's got a special set of skills, and they keep waiting, and he just goes and schedules petty theft gig somewhere.
He starts naming the presidents. That's his special gig, his special set of skills. What is he doing? Johnson, Lincoln.
Oh my.
Well, anyway, John Hamm potentially as Superman. Danny Motley Crue has reunited.
Don't direct this at me.
And they're your band. They're your fault.
They're your band.
That's right. No. This lays at your feet, Holmes.
Unfortunately, Shout at the Devil belongs to you.
You had it.
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
it
belongs to you,
no,
too.
It's more you.
No, it's more you than him.
You were the guy, you were the older kid in my high school or my grade school. It was like, "Hey, buddy, get a load of this."
I hated them. I still do. They suck.
You loved them.
No, I didn't. I will admit to everything that sucks.
That's not what the twins tell us.
You don't even know them.
Twins. So Motley Crue reunited to go in the studio together to record 4 new songs. Do you think those songs are going to be good?
Well, if they do, it'll be their first 4 good songs they've ever recorded.
Yeah, have they ever had 1 good song?
This is better than anything in their catalog. The Doyle Band.
Now, Vince Neil has said that they recorded 4 new songs for their upcoming movie, which is going to be a Netflix movie called Dirt, or The Dirt.
That's based on the book. Autobiographies.
Right. Which stars Machine Gun Kelly as Tommy Lee. I don't know who else plays the rest of the guys, but they recorded 4 new songs for this. Nikki Sixx, I'm sorry, is he dead?
No, they're all alive.
All right. Vince Neil had to issue
which is unbelievable.
Right? Vince Neil had to issue a statement saying, whoa, for those of you who don't understand, yes, the boys got together and recorded songs. We signed a contract, though, to never tour again. They've signed a contract.
It's called a mercy contract on the world.
There are people out there, bands, that sign a deal saying, look, we'll never do this again. And why would they do that? What if in 10 years they need money and then, you know, the Rich Phillips of the world are still clamoring to go see him.
Quack.
That just seems silly to me. But they did record 4 new songs. I can't wait to play those on the air. John Legend is joining The Voice this season as a coach. He will join Kelly Clarkson, Adam Levine, and Blake Shelton. He replaces Jennifer Hudson, who I guess is going on tour. And so John Legend will be the new coach on The Voice. And, you know, John Legend is fresh off joining the EGOT club. You know what the EGOT is?
Yep.
That means you've won an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
How many are in that club?
He's the 15th in the history of the world.
The world, Michael.
That's pretty good.
The world.
It is.
You hear that, Mike?
He won an Emmy this past Sunday as a producer of Jesus Christ Superstar Live in Concert. And that was the last one that he'd already won a Tony and an Oscar and a Grammy, many Grammys. But yeah, he will join The Voice. That is the biggest financial layup for those people. Just so easy to just sit there and critique these people, you know, when they come out and sing and be buddy-buddy with them and all that, because it's totally different from American Idol. They don't have to be a-holes or anything like that. It's all super pause.
No, you got to be real enthusiastic about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're great. And then you pull them in there and you have them, they'll get John Fogerty to go in there and sing with these people. And
okay.
No, I'm not kidding.
John Fogerty?
John Fogerty has been, like, these coaches will get their friends in music to come and help these people.
I don't think John Fogerty's friends with anybody on The Voice.
I'm telling you right now, John Fogerty was on The Voice last year. I saw him.
You're watching The Voice?
My wife watches The Voice, and my kids watch The Voice. It's on.
And you saw John Fogerty because that really appeals to your kids' demographic.
Am I high? Am I making that up? I swear, John.
I'm seeing he was on there.
Thank you.
I believe you.
I mean, it's hard to mistake John Fogerty. He still looks the same, and he has the same flannel and haircut.
He and Adam Levine are buds.
That's it. It was your boy, Adam.
Your bestie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your hero.
Yeah.
Your muse.